Because if you remarry right away, over there you are closing the door of reconciliation with your original spouse.
对，如果你立刻再婚的话，你就把这个跟以前的这个配偶和好的这个门给关了。
That's what Paul say in First Corinthians 7:11.
这第七章第十一节。
But if she does, let her remain unmarried. Why?
他说是说，若是离开了，就要有一段时候不要再嫁。
And then of course, when the probability, the door of reconciliation is all over.
如果已经不再有可能。
Then under such circumstances, remarriage can be considered.
在这种情况下可以再婚。
Okay, that is basically the biblical teaching, New Testament teaching on the issue of divorce and remarriage.
这就是新约圣经对于离婚跟再婚的教导。
Any questions or any challenge?
有没有问题？
Yeah.Well, of course, over there, my question is, the issue is, okay, she's saying, if the non-believing partner wants to go away, why don't you just go ahead and be so-called separated, separate I'm using now in the technical sense of American society.
用分居。
分居。
再离婚。
Right. Okay. That's fine. If you want to do that, fine. But over here,In verse 10, when Paul talked about that wife should not be separate from her husband, the meaning of the separation, chorizo, I think that is the word chorizo used there. The word used there really means divorce, not merely legal separation. Not 分居 but really 离婚 The meaning there is.
他是其实是讲离婚不是现在所谓的分居
The reason why is, as I said earlier,She should not be separate from her husband, and if she does, namely the result of separating, as used by Paul here, is unmarried. So that is the dissolving marriage. That what means. So that means divorce.
那里讲的。
In our today's terminology.
是就是我们今天所谓的离婚。
Yes.
What is the circumstance that to divorce is better than keeping the family together? Do you have a real example?
Okay. Sometimes, for example,
有的时候
husband or wife completely desert you, desertion, sometimes we call it.
丈夫和妻子就根本
Then they put a point that, well, I refuse to live with you, I refuse to cooperate with you,And just the element which makes family a family is gone.
就是丈夫或妻子都决定说我们应该就分开了，就离弃了。
But also when all the hope of reconciliation is gone.
然后已经没有可能再和好。
The reason why I keep emphasizing about this divorce is evil is you do not just take it so easy. Say, okay, today we just have a fight, quarrel today. So, okay, let's bye bye.Let's divorce tomorrow. Not that kind of thing.
便说我们今天一吵架就分手好了。
You realizing divorce itself is evil, we ought to do all we can to save the family, to save the marriage.
我们知道这个离婚是不好，可是我们就应该尽可能的挽回这个婚姻。
We have to really tell the truth. A lot of people think that well, easy, just get over with, just divorce. However, the problem is.If you have like that kind of attitude, okay, today you get divorced, tomorrow you get remarried, and maybe the day after tomorrow, you get divorced again.
如果你把这些看太随便，你说一下子不和就离婚，你就再结婚，然后就很容易再离婚了。
Because according to the statistics, the divorce or remarriage after divorce are much higher than regular marriage.
这统计告诉我们说。已经离过婚的人再离婚的机会远超过那些没有离过婚的。
Therefore, the problem really not basically just another person. Sometimes our adjustment, everything is involved. Therefore, we ought to be willing to pay that kind of price, try to save the family.
所以我们必须要付代价，愿意付代价来保守这个。
Therefore, that divorce is if you allow me to say it that way, I said it's a very extreme rare case. I'm talking about.
就必须说离婚是一个很稀少的情况。
It can be, I should say, it is only a last resort after you explore all possibilities and after all kind of efforts.
这必须是说你试过各样方法中间最后的方法。
However, I'm just talking about, according to the biblical principle, there is such a possibility when after you have exhausted all possibilities.
我只是说就是照着圣经的教导，就是当你也试过种种方法以后，这个离婚也是一个可能。
The reason why I talk like this is because somehow in the tradition of the church, for a long time somehow, people think that, well, regardless of what happened, divorce itself is, cannot be permitted. And the whole kind of circumstances.
教会的传统的教导就是说这个离婚是不可以的。
And as a result today, the church begin to discriminate against divorcees.
就这个事情，这个态度的结果，就是今天有很多教会歧视那些离过婚的人。
And as a result, church is not really ministering to these people.
所以它的结果就是这些教会已经不但能帮助这些。
And particularly among particular the way I'm talking is because I'm teaching American seminaries, this divorce is a really epidemic in American society.
特别是说，这离婚现在在美国的社会中间非常的流行。
And is also creeping into Chinese society as well.
在美国的中国人中间也开始有这样的。
I do not know very much about Midwest. I mean, in Cincinnati. But in Midwest, we are more fortunate.
我不知道在美国中西部，特别是新那地，我们说在这里是比较幸运的。
But if you go to California,
如果你去加州。
I think New York to some extent, but I think it's worse in California. A lot of divorces in the church.
在加州教会就有很多是已经离过婚的人。
And unless we really come to have the proper attitude toward this, how do we minister to this kind of divorcee or this kind of people?
除非我们对这些事情有正确的认识，我们没有办法服侍或帮助这些离过婚的人。
Therefore, again, don't misunderstand what I'm talking about. I am not advocating divorce, but I'm just saying from a biblical point of view, on the basis of biblical text, the extreme cases, under extreme circumstances, divorce may be less of the evils.
我不是在鼓吹离婚，可是我只是告诉各位，在圣经的教导说这种中间，离婚是有可能的，是一个很特别的情况。
However, keep in mind, no matter what happens, no matter even on the basis of unchastity, divorce is still an evil.
所以不管是什么样情形，即使是因为淫乱的缘故，离婚也是一个不好的事。
Therefore, you.By good attitude, if not say, suppose your wife commits adultery, you have no choice but to divorce her. Not necessary.
圣经并不是说，如果你发觉你的妻子这个有淫乱的事，就立刻就跟她离婚。圣经没有这样说。
You probably even have to be redemptive and try to save the marriage because even under such kind of circumstances, divorce causes a lot of heart pain.
即使在这种情况下，我们应该尽量挽回这个婚姻，因为离婚一定会带来很多的痛苦。
So still keep in mind that is evil.
必须要记得离婚是恶。
Any more questions? Yes.
I missed what you talked about divorce and then remarriage. And my understanding is even for both husband and wife and Christians, but it's all, there's no law reconciliation. They can divorce, but after that they cannot remarry.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
有没有说就是说如果夫妇都是基督徒他们这个离婚以后不可以再婚。
Right, right. But again, over there, even constitute adultery as such, okay, that kind of adultery is better than other worst kind of adultery. Let me say something here. I think you probably think I'm straight, but I'm going to explain what I mean to that.
对，我是在强加重语气，就是说这个基督徒夫妇离婚以后，如果再结婚，好像就是犯淫乱罪。可是，在这种情况下，这种淫乱罪好过其他的可能。
You remember the disciple Jesus told Jesus said, "Well, if such is the case, then it probably better for us not to marry."
记不记得耶稣门徒问他说，如果是这样的话，我们是不是不结婚更好
？Right.And the response of Jesus was,
基督耶稣的回答
not everybody had that kind of gift.
不是所有人都有独身的恩赐。
And the very fact that you married once, I'm not talking you, I'm talking about editorial, okay? By the fact that you married once, you already married once, show that you do not have that kind of gift. Otherwise, you do not have the marriage to begin with anyway, right?
否则的话你根本就一开始就没有结婚。
Therefore, under such kind of circumstances,
所以在这种情况下,
the marriage is evil. It's not good.
再婚并不好。
However, it is less evil than other kind of adultery.
可能这个好过因这样因不结婚所造成的其他的困难，比如说淫乱的问题。
Therefore, there is such kind of according to the biblical application of the biblical principle there.
所以这也是可以用同样的方法来处理。
Therefore, I talk about the lesser evil, the principle of lesser evil, and the principle of maximum application of the principle of the biblical principles.
我刚提到的几个原则，一个就是两害相权取其轻，另外就是我们尽可能的守圣经的原则。
Yeah. 对。Sure. It's still evil, but it's less of the evil.
The problem is a Christian family broke up and the wife married, and would the husband be allowed to marry again? Sure. It is evil, but it's less
evil. Yeah, that's evil. It's not ideal. When marriage is broken, it's not ideal. That's not God's ideal. But we are talking about less of evil, we are talking about maximum appreciation of the principles.
婚姻破裂就是已经是不是理想的情境，可是我们尽可能的守这个原则，守得越多越好。
Therefore, we need to think in terms of redemptive, how to redeem the situation.
我们必须要想如何怎么样把这个事情挽回。
Knowing that that is not ideal, that is not God's original ideal.
也知道把它挽回过来是神的本来的盼望。
Right. Right. 因为他不信这个原则，所以我跟他离婚。No, I don't think that is a good argument or a good rationale for that.
People are using some the case of Ezra, that if when we married, one of us is not a Christian and now they have a lot of problems, so is that ground for divorce? 这个不是一个好的解决方案。
Well, as a matter of fact, the Bible says, under certain circumstances, Christians should not initiate divorce.
所以我们刚才也看到圣经上说，在这种情形下，就是基督徒的这一方不应该提出离婚。But
if the non-believing partner wants it, we don't have to fight against it. That's what Paul says.
保罗就说，如果你没有信的人方要离开，我们就让他离开。
So it's not use that kind of a rationale and say, okay, then I will initiate divorce. Christians should not initiate divorce. Yes. Yes, I think that is, again, not the best idea, really. Again, that is probably less of an evil situation, same thing, yes. The reason why is because she will really suffer many things, which psychologically, sociologically, will suffer a lot.
她会受到很多的伤害跟痛苦。
Any more questions? Otherwise, let's go to, yeah. Okay.
So if a non-believing party wishes to divorce and you let him or her do it, and then why should the believing party remain unmarried? Isn't that a conflict?
It's not conflict, but rather you leave the door open to be reconciled back with her or with him.
我们
哎呀
then we shouldn't fight it.
Okay, if you want me to talk from the beginning, I would say.
Okay, 从头再讲。
Okay, if we are Christian today, we are not married yet. I'm looking for somebody to get married. Do not look for non-Christian.
我现在是基督徒，我要找一个对象，请不要，我不应该找一个还没有信主的。
Why you bring yourself into unnecessary trouble?
你把你带到这些这个自找麻烦。
You don't have to go to destroy yourself, your own thing. Yeah, yes.
这个有句有名的圣经的话说：“地不信不可。”
那是。
这句话怎么样？
你看
到这个？
Are you talking about after marriage or before marriage?
两者。因为这个是一个 principle 呢，还是一个 precept 呢
？Okay.Okay, that is a principle, namely the believer and non-believer, cannot equal yoke, or can we equal yoke? Now, that's different to many things, but marriage is one of the most important issues in that kind of yoke.
信不信不能同父一轭，其实指的很多很多这个信的人跟没有信的人的联合，那可是婚姻上的联合是最重要的一
种。But as a matter of fact, God will our happiness in our marriage.
神希望我们的婚姻愉快。
Yes, right. But when we 幸福, when we bring two people of the different background together, itself already has some kind of problem. Therefore, we need to adjust ourselves. That's absolute necessity.
在婚姻中间，因为两个本来不同的人要生活在一起，我们有很多很多的事情要调整。
However, the closer the condition, the easier the adjustment would be.
如果他们距离越接近，他们的调整就越容易。
However, about a person's religious belief,
是当一个人的信仰上的。
The religious belief is a very powerful or very important factor in a person's outlook toward life.
这个信仰是对一个人对于生活的态度来说是一个很重要的，也是很有能影响力的。
His religious belief will affect his value scale.
我们的信仰会带影响到我们的价值观。
Therefore, when a believer and non-believer marry together,
就当一个信的跟一个没有信的人
，you are already handicapped your marriage to begin with anyway.
你的婚姻一开始就受了很大的难处。
Because when they have a different value scale.
因为你们的价值观念不
同。In making decisions, you always conflict.
你们做任何事情的决定都很可能有冲突。
Therefore, when God told us not to be unequally yoked with non-believers, God tell us God said that in order really to enhance the happiness of our marriage.
所以当神说我们不要跟不信的同父一轭，是神在。保护我们的要增进我们婚姻的幸福。
Therefore, before you marry, if you are thinking about marrying, you should not think in terms of an equal yoke with non-believer.
所以当你在结婚之前，你不应该考虑到是可以跟没有信的人结婚。
However, after your marriage,
可是当你已经结婚以后
，the situation here is most likely both of them are non-believer. They marry together.
这个情况就跟两个没有信的人结婚。
Then after the marriage, one of them become Christian.
结婚以后，有一个人变成了基督徒。
But the other is non-Christian.
另外一个人还没有。
In such case, Bible say you should not say, okay, therefore I'm believer, you're non-believer, okay, let's divorce. No.
上帝在这里没有说，我信你没有信，所以我们分手吧。
Okay, in that case,
在这种情况
the application Paul tell us here is you should not initiate divorce.
在保罗在哥林多前书第七章就讲的说，基督徒信的这方不能够提出离婚。
Do your best to win him or win her to Christ.
尽量的把他带到主的面前。
Unless he or she, unless the non-believing party initiate the divorce, under such circumstances, Christians should not initiate divorce.
所以，除非是那没有信的那方提出离婚，这个基督徒不可以提出离婚。
还有问题，他刚才的跟踪前书就是他讲说自己的人。
I know.
How about the believing part of it? to leave. 刚刚讲过。
The trouble is, if the so-called believing party wants to initiate divorce, that's something sure about his or her faith.
如果那个信的人所谓信的那一方提出离婚，也就代表他对信仰上的一些不成熟的态度。
But again, you also try to do their best to save the family, really.
来保持这个婚姻。
Because if you know divorce involves evil, you ought to do all you can to save it.
因为你知道离婚是不好的事，你应该尽力的、尽量的避免。
Well, actually, it's not in my agenda, but let me say something here, probably, parenthetically.
Okay, 我现在想要再多讲一点。
Since there are some still single here.
我知道在中间还有好些单身的。
Let me just say this.
我现在讲。
The success of marriage is not determined merely by finding the right person.
一个成功的婚姻并不是说你找到了你的合适的对象就会成功了。
The secret of success of marriage is how to work it out, how to make the proper adjustment after marriage, after wedding.
一个成功的婚姻不是在你在找对象的时候的细挑细选，而是
the marriage relationship is a dynamic thing, and therefore we need to continually make that adjustment.
婚姻是一个很活动的。所以我们一直要不住的要挑战。
Therefore, do not fancy once I get married, everything resolved.
所以千万不要幻想说我一结婚以后问题都。
Let me just tell you one thing.
我要跟你讲一件事。
The most ideal couple.
最理想的夫妇。
Adam and Eve.
是亚当跟夏娃。
Right?
对不对
？The perfect.
非常好。
But because they didn't work out.Continuously work out their relationship.
可是他们没有一直的在
They end up in tragedy.
他们结果是很悲惨。
Therefore, do not think, well, that's okay. So long as I find my ideal wife or ideal husband, then I don't have to work in my marriage, everything will be okay.
你如果以为你找到你理想的对象，你的以后就没有问题了。
See, a lot of people try to think about in terms of divorce is that.Somehow they do not know. In order for marriage to succeed, both of us have to work together.
那些考虑离婚的人常常忘记了说，一个成功的婚姻是双方都要努力的。
They have become very unrealistic. They thought that marriage should be in heaven and no problem, nothing at all.
他们有过分的幻想，说这婚姻是顺顺当当，一点事都没有，在天国里一样。
Therefore, if you have some kind of small problem in the marriage, our marriage is not good marriage. Let's divorce.That's wrong.
一点困难发生，就是那我们的婚姻不对了，所以我们就离婚算了。
If you, I'm not talking to you, I mean, you say editorial you, you all, if all the people have that kind of attitude, I don't care how many times they marry, they still have a problem.
如果人有这样子的想法的话，不管他结婚多少次，他一直都有问题。
Therefore, we should know realistically look at what marriage is.
我们必须很实际的看这个婚姻究竟代表什么。
Knowing that in order for the family, for the marriage to succeed, both parties have to work at it.
所以如果要成功的话，这个双方都要很努力的去做。
And if you really know what marriage is involved,
如果你真知道这个婚姻代表什么，
you would not be so easily disappointed in your own marriage and try to think about divorce.
你就不会就是很快的就对你的婚姻失望，也开始考虑离婚。
And when both of you begin to work hard together, I think your marriage surely will improve.
所以如果双方都努力的话，我相信你的婚姻一定会进步。
一个实际有两个问题，第一个其实实际上的问题就是说，现在有一对男孩跟女孩准备结婚，但是。他们两个人都，一个是基督徒，另外一个也是基督徒，但是有没有一个可能说他自己认为是基督徒，但是事实上他并不是基督徒？
对啊。
父亲之上，你怎么办？他可能自己称为是基督徒。
So what if you are considering marrying someone?
Who
is not surely a Christian, a so-called Christian by name? Are you going to encourage that kind of marriage or not?
I will first of all try to determine whether both of them are really true Christian or not. I try to solve their spiritual problem first.
是，我会很对于他们属灵光景非常注意，我会想要先解决他们属灵上的困难。
And if I found one party just call himself or herself Christian, but truly is not Christian, then I would discourage them.
如果他们其中之一只是挂名的教友，那我会不鼓励他们结婚。
第二个问题就是说，那刚刚回到刚刚那句话，这个 principle 跟神的命令是不是同一件事？
是 principle 的
precept something or not sometime not necessary identical。
就是说这个命令就是说信不信不可以，这个命令在。
Oh, okay, okay. That's basically it's a principle. Yeah, that's a principle. Yeah.Yeah, it's okay. Maybe sometimes the principle and the precept are identical. yeah, sometimes. But I think that you have to, what I'm saying is, you should be able to distinguish between principle and precept. Sometimes some precepts, for example, I probably have time to talk about it later this afternoon, if you let me. for example, about covering of the hair, woman's hair. Okay.Over there's some kind of principle behind that precept.
有的时候这个原则跟这个命令是相等的，有的时候是不同的。举个例子来说，就是圣经上讲到说女子要蒙头，这是一个命令。
Therefore, you have to make that kind of distinction.
Okay.
Principle or command?
Command.
Command. Okay, usually when you talk about command, we are referring to precept. Okay.But some command, of course, presuppose some kind of principle behind it. Okay? Ready to go? Okay, let's go on to deal with. I don't know whether I should open up for question or not, but anyway.
也许不应该让大家发问。
But anyway, let's talk about the woman's role in church, in society, etc. And then, probably I should let you ask questions.After this is through, hope.
我想提到妇女在教会跟社会中的地位。如果我们有时间的话，我再让各位发问。
Now, today, well, okay, historically, but today, of course, we are faced with two extremes.
我们今天在社会上头有两种极端。
Regarding the woman's position in church, in society, in the home, etc.
就是对于妇女在教会、在家庭、在社会的地位，有两个极端的。
One extreme is to say, woman, no matter what.Woman is lower than man. Therefore, somehow we have to put woman down.
有一种极端就是说，这个女子是不如男子的，所以无论如何我们不能让她们出头。
Another extreme is represented basically by women's liberation movement.
在另外一种想法就是，特别是目前提倡女权运动的人，他们
not only talking about man and woman should be equal, but rather.Woman and man should almost identical in all functions.
不但说这个女子跟男子地位应该相等，他们所能做的事情，他们的一切事情，
所应该做的不是所能做，所应该做的事情完全一样。
所应该做的事情都完全一样。
But basically, from the biblical principle, I let me just spell out what my where I'm leading to, and then give evidence. Let me be that way.
Yeah, 我想我先跟各位讲，我预备说什么。
From the biblical principle, from biblical data, what you can see is, man and woman are equal before God.
我们在圣经可以看到说，在神的眼光中，男女是平等的。
However, God gives us different functions.
可是神给我们不同的功用。
Therefore, we are not trying to be identical in all functions, yet before God, and that way, even in families, man and woman should be equal.
我们不应该争说要做同样的事，完全相等的事。可是，在神面前，在这个男女是平等。
And of course, there's some problems. Superficially looking at, how about this passage? How is this passage in the Bible? And let's look at some of these passages.
可是圣经上有时候这里有一段，那里有一段，对这个观念有一些难处。
The first passage people like to refer to is Genesis chapter 2, verse 20 to 24.
第一个人常提出来是创世纪第二章二十四节。
20 to 24, 20到24。20
到24。
Genesis chapter 20.
创世纪第二章第二十
九。Chapter 2 verse 20.
二十九。
Okay, let's read from verse 20. Let's Chinese. Read 20 in Chinese and 21 in English that way.
我们用谐音的方法。那人并且一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up his place with flesh.
耶和华神就用那人身上所起的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
Then the man said, This at last is bone of my